Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America in Washington. This is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye this Wednesday, November the 24th, 2021, here on the Diaspora Forum.
Tonight on the Diaspora Forum, we are talking about COVID-19, programs being run by Zimbabweans living in the diaspora, and the voter registration campaign.
But first, let's take a look at the COVID-19 situation in the country. The Ministry of Health reports that 4 people died of COVID-19 in Zimbabwe yesterday and 33 tested positive. More than 4,700 Zimbabweans have succumbed to COVID-19 since March last year when the pandemic started.
The ministry also reports that almost 3.7 million people have received their first dose of the COVID-19 vaccine and over 2.7 million their second dose.
And in diaspora news, we look at some projects being done by Zimbabweans and diaspora voter registration campaign.
Yebo kambe mahlaba sizolunjani lapha likhona endaweni zonke zomhlaba esijeneyo. Namhla ke uhlelo lwe diaspora sikhangela okunye okwehlukeneyo. Kodwa siyaqhasa ke nge COVID-19 sibona ukuthi kambe iyenza njani kule Zimbabwe. Siyabona ke uhlangothi lwezempela kahle. Luyabika ukuthi kulabantu abane ababuleyo umkhuhlane lo izolo. Wathi ke abanye abafika khonapho 33 bahlolwe batholakala bele COVID-19. Luyabika njalo ukuthi ke eZimbabwe sokulabantu abafika 4.7 million asebabulawa i-COVID-19 kususela nyakenye ombimbitho. Siyabona njalo ke ukuthi uhlangothi lolu lwezempilakahle luyabika ukuthi sokulabantu abafika 3.7 million asebajova ijekiseni yakuqala. Kuzobuya ke abafika 2.7 million asebehlatshwe ijekiseni yesibili. Kuzobuya ke nxa sikhangela ke ngokwenzakala ediaspora, sabe sikhangela ke okunye okutshiyeneyo. Okunye kwangikhona zinhlelo ezenziwa ngabantu abatshiyeneyo, njalo nabasekhaya abazama ukuthi bancedise labo abahlala kudiaspora. Abanye silabo lamhlanje yi-hashtag the walk, siyakwazi ukuthi ngabantu abahamba ngenyawo besuka koBulawayo baze bafika eHarare. Bezama ukuvezela abantu ukuthi kambe kume njani emhlobulweni kweMandebele. Kuzobuya ke lokuvota ukuthi abantu ukubhalisela ukuvota beza njani. Kunjalo ke Marvelous.
Aiwatino kuchinga midza ine mufaro pano pachirongwa chedu chediaspora apo tinotarisa zviri kuitwa nezvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zviri kunze kwenyika. Ini ndini Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye ndiri muWashington uko ndiri kutepfenyera ndiri kumba pamusoro pedenda rechirwere cheCOVID-19. Nasi tichange tiri kutarisa zviri kuitika panyaya yedenda irori reCOVID-19 apo tinoona bazi rezveutano richizivisa kuti pane vanhu 3.7 million vawanikwa ivo vachibayiwa nhomba yeCOVID-19 munyika pari zvino. Vachitaura zvakare kuti kune avo vakabayiwa nhomba dzavo dzese vasvika pa 2.7 million pari zvino. Uyezve kubva nezuro pane vanhu 33 vakawanikwa ivo vachibatwa nedenda iri reCOVID-19 uyezve vanhu vana vakawanikwa vachishaya. Asi munyika pari zvino pane vanhu 4,700 vawanikwa ivo vachishaya kubva denda iri ratanga muna March gore rapfuura. Totarisa zvakare kuti nhasi tichange tiri kutarisa zviri kuitika kune zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe zviri kubata mabasa akasiyana-siyana kunze kwenyika. Uyezve tozopindawo munyaya yekunyoresa kuvhota kuti vari kunze kwenyika vari kukwanisa here kuti vawanikwe ivo vachiwana mukana wekuti vanyorese kuvhota. Zvii zviri kunetsa uyezve zvii zvinodiwa kuti vari kunze kwenyika vawanikwe ivo vachiwana mukana wekunyoresa kuvhota sarudzo dza 2023 dzisati dzasvika.
Yes, Marvelous, our first guest is Mr. Thabo Siziba. He is one of the directors of Hashtag The Walk. He's based in Canada, but they are operating a project in Zimbabwe where they are trying to help people in one way or the other. Mr. Siziba, welcome to the program, sir.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much to all of you at the studio and to the rest of Zimbabwe.
Thank you. Thank you so much. So tell us about this project that you're doing in trying to help people that are investing back home who are actually complaining about the loss of their investments.
Okay. So basically, I'll start by introducing the organization that I stand here for. It is an organization that some of you who have followed this platform, VOA, you followed us when we did the walk back in 2018 in Bulawayo to Harare and so on. We have since grown and we have since expanded into other community activities, you know, in South Africa, in North America, as well as the rest of, you know, as well as in Zimbabwe as well. And in our expansion, our organization is member-based. So that means that, you know, people join the organization, you know, for the services that we provide and, you know, and so on, which mostly is around the issues of ethnicity as well as community economic development. So that being said, just, you know, our ability or our proximity to our people, which is to be, to engage with people around the world, we hear a lot of issues that our people are facing, especially in the diaspora. And, you know, in going on with the, you know, in trying to find ways to cover those, you know, the gaps of some of the issues or to take care of some of the issues that especially our members, you know, speak about frequently, is where we came up with this program that we are introducing here today. It's a fairly new program for our organization, which is hashtag The Walk. And it is a program that, you know, we have established because of the demand that we have received from a vast majority of the members that belong to our group. This program is called, it's a diaspora program, which has to do with security. If you may very well be aware, there are so many issues that people in the diaspora face when they want to do projects back home. You know, that is issues of whether or not the money that they are sending home is actually doing what they are thinking, or that is actually doing what they have intended it to do back home. Somebody sends money, you know, at home to build a house, and then 5 months later, or a year later, they find out that there is no house, but they've been getting the neighbor's pictures. Somebody sends money home to take care of their parents or to take care of their elders, or their children that they've left home, and then to find out, you know, later that the children are not being taken care of. So this is just, you know, a need-based initiative that we have started, as also an initiative that we are using to raise funds for the organization so that we can be able to do other community projects as well that the work does.
Yes, Marvelous, do we have a question for you?
Yes, I just wanted to find out what is your membership like? How have Zimbabweans received this initiative that you've launched?
So hashtag The Walk is a member-based organization. Primarily, the focus of our membership is mainly around the vulnerable communities of Zimbabwe, which mainly right now would be communities. We are regionally based for the most part of the services that we provide. If we are in Zimbabwe, we are talking about the most part of, you know, Matabeleland and the most part of Midlands and so on. There are many communities there that are neglected, communities that are vulnerable, you know, which we have established this organization, you know, to take care of or to assist in creating awareness or in helping solve some of the issues that are in those communities. And we have received very, very good membership around that.
Thank you very much, and stay on the line, Mr. Siziba. We are now joined by Mana Ngwenya, who is the project director in Bulawayo. Ilitwana njani, ma'am?
Sithwalile babuthi, kulitwana njani?
Sithwalile kakhulu. Akutshela abantu ngohlelo lwenu.
Siyabonga babuthi beng. Ngizathanda ukubingelela abalaleli, ngibonge lesikhathi sabo abasithathileyo ukuthi baze lapha bazosilalela namhlanje. Sisethula uhlelo lwethu lelo olokusiza lokuncedisana labantu bakithi abakudiaspora ukuthi uma bengabe senza imisebenzi yabo bethumela izimali kumbe ngamagrosali kuma-families abo ekhaya kube ukuthi bathola ukusizakala kanjani. So uhlelo lolu esilwenzayo thina as i-organization i-hashtag The Walk yikuthi siyevakashela ama-families abo, siyemonitor ukuthi lokuverifya ukuthi lezo zimali abangabe zithumelile emndenini yabo ziyafinyelela na emndenini yabo. Kumbeni ngabarana amabhizinisi ukuthi umuntu uma engayi-run ibhizinisi lakhe ukuthi izinto ziyenzeka ngendlela yena ofuna ngakhona. Thina esikwenzayo ukuthi sihambe siyefika kuleyo ndawo sibone ukuthi ngempela lokho okwenzeka ku-ground yikho lokho okutshelwayo. Siyabonga.
Yes, Marvelous, do you have a question for her? Go ahead.
Maybe if you can just tell us how is the program being received, and also why did you think of starting such a program?
The reason why we started this program, as many ngikhuluma ngesindebele ngesilungu.
Yebo, ngakhuluma ngesilungu lakho kukulungile.
Okay. The reason why we started this program is just because we have been receiving calls from our members from all over the world, telling us about the challenges that they are facing if they are sending money back home. So many people have told us that they are owning houses that they don't even have.
Mm-hmm.
They are having the kids that they are going to school that they never went to school. So that's why we decided to say there's something that we can do to assist our people, to assist our members. Because us as well, we have been on diaspora. Some of us, they are still living in diaspora. They are facing these challenges every day.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes.
What would you say, like, was your worst case scenario that you have come across as an organization for someone who's in the diaspora, who's been sending money? What was the worst case scenario that you came across?
Something that touched me the most.
Yes.
Something that happened 2 weeks back. I think it's two weeks or 3 weeks back.
What happened?
Another lady sent money home to the family to go and renew her passports. And she sent $320 with 1,000 on top. Mm-hmm. And that money have gone down the drain. And right now she doesn't have a passport. She doesn't have money. I think we were really touched by this because this lady is the member of our organization. And thus, we decided that we have to do something as an organization to support our people.
So when you see such a situation, how do you help? What happens then?
Sometimes there's nothing you can do, but at least to sit down and come up with a solution. How do we assist wherever we can?
Ye kona poke ngokubuza ukuthi langele kanjani kunapho songani kwezakale khona.
Yes, that's why ngisithi as in a situation like this there's nothing you can do because imali already isihambile, but what we have to do, we have to make sure that what happened to her ayenzeki futhi kwabanye.
Yes, siyakuzwa kakhulu ke mavela singangena ke ukukhuluma ngesishona khonapho yeso sesileta ubaba usize.
Kune avo vari kuteerera pari zvino tanga tiri kunzwa kubva kune sangano riri kuti iro riri kushanda nezvizvarwa zvezimbabwe zviri kunze kwenyika mukuedza kuti vabatsire panyaya yekuti mari dzinenge dzatumirwa kumusha dziwanikwe dzichishanda zvadzinofanira kunge dzichiita. Saka vanga vari kutaura ivo kuti zvimwe zvavari kuona ndezvekuti dzimwe hama dzinenge dziri kana hama kana shamwari dziri kutumirwa mari dzinogona kuti dziri kuvaka imba munhu wozoenda kumusha pasina imba yakavakwa, kana kuti vaenda kunobhadharira vana mari yezvikoro mozotoenda kumba moona vana havasi kutoenda kuchikoro. Ava vabva kutaura mama vanga vari kutaura ivo kuti pane mumwe akatumira mari yake yekuti agadzirise magwaro ake ekufambisa epasipoti, akatumira 300 abva azotumira $1,000. Yese mari iyoyo yakatsakatika, pasipoti pari zvino hapana. Saka vanga vari kuti ivo sesangano ndo zvimwe zvavanenge vachida kuzviona kuti hazviitike here kune vamwewo zvizvarwa zvezimbabwe.
Yeah, so you have heard some stories that somebody will be sending you photos showing you a very beautiful house and yet there will be nothing that has been done. So this greatly concerned this group of people that ended up setting this organization. So Baba Tabo Siziba, tell us a bit about, so how do you help people here? How do
So what we do is we have field agents that would be able to link up with whoever you connect them with to verify that what you have done or what you think is happening at home for which you are paying your money is actually being done. Let's take, for instance, if you are building a home, you know, wherever it is that you are building it. And for the sake of the record, right now, because of our capacity and because this is a new business project for the organization, because it is a business, we are limited only because of our resources to Bulawayo and the greater, you know, Bulawayo area, which is within 20 kilometers outside of Bulawayo, merely just because we cannot afford to be outside yet. But as we grow and we expand, then we can go to other areas of Zimbabwe. So what we do, we would do is we would be, you know, bridging relations between family members. We are not saying to people, this is a situation where now they are going to be diverting money to us, to go and do things for them. No, The only thing we are saying is you have sent money to your brother in Harare or to your brother in Bulawayo, and you want to make sure that your brother has received that money in good faith. Then we are going to follow up, and you can call us and say, listen, I'm going to link you with my brother. You know, he's in this place, or if you've got a farm in Zimbabwe, my brother, you know, I've got a farm in Zimbabwe and I've got 10 cattle. And last year, you know, I understand I had, you know, 5 calves. Can you go and check for me, please, just as a person? So we are just merely the ears and the eyes and the feet for you on the ground, just as a secondary layer of your own security. We are not doing this to, you know, to interfere or to interrupt with family relations, to say now, don't send money to your business partner, send it to us. We are not doing that. We are not saying, don't send money to your brother or to your sister, send it to us. We are not doing that. We will charge you a fee to be able to go and meet with your brother or, you know, check on your mother or your elderly father, you know, who you want to be checked on, just to make sure that whoever you have entrusted them to take care of them, of that elderly person or that child, is actually doing a good job, and they are, you know, they are in good health. That's all that we are here for. And that also is something that in the bigger picture perspective also will improve relations between family members. We speak to people. Another typical example I did indicate in another show, a friend of mine, lost just a few months ago, $4,000 sent for roofing, gone down the drain because family members, not anybody else, decided to scoop it. If you go online, just type chronicle.com and find out how many stories the Chronicle has of people that have lost. You know, a story that I read from the Chronicle in Bulawayo, somebody had lost over $57,000. On a property that they thought they were building back home, and it wasn't built. And this is across Zimbabwe everywhere. So we are just filling a gap, going area by area of where we are able to reach out to.
Marvelous.
And also, what type of charges are you charging when it comes? I know you said you're not going to take over arrangements that family already have, but what kind of fees do people charge for your services?
Okay. So we've got a domestic, diaspora domestic verification service, you know, which a verification and monitoring service, for which we charge $50 to make a trip. That includes our transportation costs, you know, and so on, which is transportation costs. You're talking about the gas, if you're, you know, whatever it is that we use for transport. It also includes paying the staff or the security personnel that are going to be doing that. So $50 for the trip. And, you know, we've got a business diaspora monitoring and verification service as well, for which we charge $100. Now, that one is when you want us to just go and check on your business, to go and check, you know, on whether, you know, your building is being built or your construction is actually happening. So you have invested 57,000, like I've already said. You have invested 50,000, 7,000, or you have sent $5,000 or $10,000, and you are busy building, you know, back home. And, you know, you want to have those second, that second layer of security, which is our eyes, to go and check if indeed what is happening is happening. We are not inspectors of any projects. We are not saying we are going to be inspectors of any particular project. But all we are doing is we are saying, here is a video, here is a picture, and maybe we are at your home or we are at your project place or business place. We call you, we send you videos, we send you recordings, we are talking to your family members, everybody is happy, and you are also getting the proper third-party verification that, yes, I'm actually investing on something that is worth it. And when I retire and go back home, I'm going to find what I expected to be working for all these years, you know, intact at home.
Yes, so far, I'm going to tell you what I'm going to
do. Okay. So, Bengisathi mina, indlela esisebenza ngayo ngiyokuthi khona gasithatheli, asithi thina ebantwini sebeza yekela ukuthi bathumele imali ezihlobeni zabo. Bayithumele kithi kumbe bayekele ukuthumela imali kuma-business partners zabo bayithumele kithi. Thina sithi kuphela singamehlo, sizindlebe, sizinyawo, i-extra layer of ubufakazi bokuthi lokho wena okwenzayo ekhaya ngemali yakho, okuthumelela imali yakho ekhaya, kuyenzakala. Ngabuya ngatsho futhi ukuthi khona khona uhlelo lolu esikhuluma ngalo luhlelo olwakha futhi ubudlelwano obuhle phakathi kwezihlobo labangani labomakhelwane because we sesibe labantu abaningi abasithintayo lapha bekhala ngokuthi abasakhulumisani lezihlobo zabo ngokucilibezelana. So thina khona lapho sesisiba yi-bridge to say, you know what, akulasidingo sokuthi kwenzakale khona lokho. So ngase ngibeka njalo ama examples ukuthi abantu bangangena ku internet abangela experience e first hand yokuthi sikhuluma ngani lapha ngoba le into e very very serious and ayisiyo into futhi egxile eZimbabwe kuphela lamanye amazwe akhala ngayo na le into as long as abantu beku diaspora there will always be other people to them. So thina lapha esikwe esikujoye ukuthi khona nxa umuntu eku diaspora ethumela imali ekhaya ukuthi alande abekwazi ukuthi kule office ekhaya ongayifonela xa ufuna ukuthi iye kuchekela kumbe maybe just saying ama quotations ufuna ukubakwazi ukuthi kulama companies agebhe izibhorane ekhaya sebekuthumele i-quotation ukuthi kule company le thina because si on the ground siyakwanisa ukuthi sicheke lawo ma companies kumba chekwa kuba municipality kumba chekwa ku government kumbe ngapi sikuchekele simeke sure ukuthi khona for sure into le abakhuluma ngayo liqiniso kawudlelwa izimali ngendlela engayisho.
Yeah, so lihlawulisa malini briefly khonapho kuyomafisha?
Sihlawulisa for ukuthi sihambe siye kuchekela nxa kuyikuthi sikukhangelela okwangekhaya lokhana ukuthi imuli kumbe ezinsikhathi abanye abantu bafuna ukuchekela ukuthi ama-rates abayabhadalwa yini ku-city council abalezindlu abalama-properties and so on. Ukufollow up into ezifana lalezo lokukhangela abantwana ukuthi nje siye check ukuthi are they in good health. Sicharge $50 ukuthi sihambe. $50 le include kumbe ngithi include as well i-transportation intengo yokuthi siyefika khona ngale lapho siyabe sisiya khona lokubhadala abantu abaza kuya khona ngale into ezifana lalezo. So ama-administrative cost, ama-logistics wonke. And then special siba le business verification and monitoring aspect, which is le yona ikhangelele abantu abakhayo, abantu abalama business, abantu abalama plazi, abantu abale izinto abazenza labanye abasekhaya besenza imali. Ukuthi khona lati nxa umuntu ethena ngicela liye ngikhangela ku business partner wami laphana kumbe liye ngikhangelele plazini lami ukuthi khona inkomo zami zikhona yizo into ezisihlanjwa lapha lati sesihamba ngobungani sisiya khona lapho siyakhangela.
Yes, Marvelous, we also have a video from Richard Moyo in South Africa. He's talking about the importance of investing back home. Let's listen to what he's saying here.
Kuvaka musha chinchaka kosha zikuru, kana kuva munu ano tenga mombe, kao tenga zifuyo. Satino zaudu mkore unu atiri kutenga mombe, mombe zaka wanda, ziri kupira kufani nzara. Zaka fani fundis moyo, ndakatanga kutenga mombe umu korea 2006. Sandarora and Tenga Mombe Tanga, Saka Jinj Mombe Zaka Saka Dekatra Negut, and Tinga Guna Queen Fest and the Mont Makorana, Tiri, Sanya Subu Dida, Nokotis, Nokoanda, Nokoshana, Kunzequinika, Mombe Sibu, Fane, Mombe, Zemana Kumanongo, Nonzikishan, and the Kam Tingrek 2014, Zakabiwa, Zose, Saka, Zuzaka Kolo to an Wine Fest, we put in Kuvaka Misha, Kuvaka Mushaka Kosha, and Zimbabwe. Kwa mwuri kose kumatima nenyika, wakana wakavaka mshu wakwazi wakira naka. Yaka naka, uifutu nukuruzo tu wangu waini vese. Kana maricha hiyo, uifutu kwa unyika kwa tinyo gara, wane wakavura maakaunzi, wakaenda kuma bengi, yaka sena siyana, wanongu wa chini vese. Ivi wana African bengi, wana abuza na FNB, sakati nukuruzo tu wangu waini vese. Nukutu wangu wakawanda, wakumu wukumusha, wariku kunu kuna na South Africa zuinika, wariku kanganwa, uifutu wangu, wanunga wakaura mwenu tu wakambo tumila mari. Kwa ama za utu waki wimusha, utu watenge wimombi, wa shatenga mombi, wa tingu wa suka kumusha, kwenzi mombi ya kabiwa, zakazudai. Uifuti ze, kana kutenga stendi, kakanaka, asitresa na indika mkatima stendi, zoda kumira nisimba, kutu tukuna, unu tingi sopa mba singa itu, mangwana mzore papusu, wa mangwana mzore padirizo. Saka zaka kusha, kutama research, pa kutu munu, munu fauti, a university, especially mkwaya tirine. Pati niviste ino kuwaka misha, kana kutenga masenji, kana kuwaka kumusha chaiko. Saka zuzi ningi za kusha, kutu mombi, kutu wabirikiwedu matisimati guru, wakanga washitenga mombi, washirama manazo, nisewa na shikoro, asima kurati na mvura, aisinya nikuneza, kana kanina we climate change, zinza kwanda za kuparara, zinza kwanda mombi za kupira kufa. Saka nilukuza utubanale Zimbabwe, vamuri mose nemvatari nevateri ngativakei ramangwana redu tisagona kuparairwa nekutenga dzimotokari motokari haigari inongokurumidza kuparara chenguva saka mune munhu unofanira kuva nesomething chaanoita mupenyu wako vaka musha kunga kana kureserva vakawo musha wako tiri kuona vanhu vakawanda vari kuvaka misha yavo vachiisa masola vachiita magesi emasola sasi zvinenge zvakakosha izvozvo zvinhu zvinenge zvakarongeka nokuti tasaimuone tiri kunofumiri kunze kwenyika tine vana vemasangano dzimwe nguva vanoshaya tobva taenda navo kumusha tasvika kumusha havana pekugara munhu anochemerwa mugadheni kofini somugadheni saka zvinhu zvisina kumira zvakanaka ndinokurudzira vana baba kuti unzi baba kuva nemusha kuti kavimba nekwatinogara kunoko hongakanaka tichiloja asi kana wachinge wazoparara mudzimai kana pasina pekugara anobva aenda saka zvakakosha kuvaka musha kuti mhuri igogara kana nekulojisa zvinhu zvizhinji saka ngativakei musha vana baba ngatikurudze ngatisagona kuvarairwa kune vanomwa hwahwa kana kuvarairwa nezvimwe zvinhu zvisinei maturo noupenyu hwedu saka tirongoti tiwe zvakanaka tozvibata zvakanaka mukati menyika yesouth africa muchengetedze tinoremba kuti mapemiti anochemera akawanda achavapo toramba chingonyengetera achikumbira mwari zvichabva mweya dzodziwa nesu panguva dzakaita sadzino tochengetedzwa mudhisemba christmas yasvedera 2022 yasvedera tifakupinde tose neropa rajesu amen tifakupinde tose neropa rajesu amen
It's very important to actually invest back home. So it's encouraging people to actually do that kind of a thing. So it is of interest that he's saying some of these things. And I think we are joined by some people right now, so we just have to mute them a little bit. So now, Marvelous, I think you got cut off. I cannot see you right now. I think you are going to join very shortly. Let's hope Marvelous is going to join us. So, now let's wrap up this with Miss Ngwenya. I think Miss Ngwenya has been cut off. So abantu bafisukuthi balithole baba siziba balithola ngapi? Amafutshane sibili sihle siqede uhlelo lapho.
Okay. So ngiyabonga baba. Izaqala ngegokukhuluma ngewebsite ukuthi sile website iwebsite yethu imthwakazi heritage investment fund .com and imthwakazi heritage investment fund .com ungangena kuyo for laba abanelisa ukuthi bangene kumthwakazi heritage fund.com kule contact section ku website yethu ongaya khona uyethola ama contact details ethu our address in Bulawayo is number 49 Robert Mugabe Road and 4th Avenue which is opposite the Highlanders Club and then I'll give the phone numbers for our offices. The landline is +263 29 226 2354. That is the landline. And then the WhatsApp telegram lines, which is the cell phone, is +263 78 635 9201. So that is our contact information. And from there, we will be able to, you know, to work with people. We say that, you know, we are available to assist with any concerns that people have, you know, that they want just somebody who is at home within an environment that is very trustworthy. It's an organization that is going nowhere, that has many people behind it already. So if you want to just give a phone call to the organization, say, guys, I've got something happening there. Can you check for me? You know, I've got my, you know, my house in this place. Can you go and check for me? And just take pictures and send them to me, whatever the case may be. You know, I'm trying to make sure that my taxes are being paid at the city council. Can you go and verify for me? We can do all those things and other services that per case or per need. When people call us, we can always talk to
them. Thank you very much. Marvelous, maybe.
Aiwako tanga tikunzwa kubva kune sangano riri kutaura iro kuti vanowanikwa ivo vachishanda nezvizvarwa zvezimbabwe zviri kunze kwenyika vachivabatsira kuti vawanikwewo vachidongorera kune mainvestments ari kuitwa kumusha vari kutaura ivo kuti mune dzimwe nguva vamwe vanhu vanenge vauzwa kuti marates nezvimwe zvekutanzuro zvakabhadharwa oshaya mumwe anokwanisa kuzoenda kunoona kuti ndizvo here zvakaitika ndozvichange zviri kuitwa nesangano ravo.
Yes, so I think, Mr. Siziba, thank you so much, but you can hang around so that in case we need some more questions, your issues, we'll come back to you. So now I think let's focus on the voter registration exercise that is going on worldwide. So we've got so many people that are campaigning, you know, marvelous. Some of them are based in London, some are in South Africa, all over the world. Even here in USA, it's the same thing. So we've invited people to come and join us. I think maybe they are joining us shortly. So you can go ahead and talk about this, Marvelous.
Mm-hmm. But maybe before we do that, there's an issue that's really affecting the diaspora, the issue of people getting telemedical help from doctors that are actually based in Zimbabwe. But we've seen that, you know, people that are based here in the diaspora have parents in Zimbabwe. And during this time of COVID-19, some of them, you know, have issues of how do you monitor whether your parent is getting the assistance that they need from a doctor. So that's one of the issues that we as a family actually came across just last week, where we had to use one of those tele, you know, medicine organizations where, you know, the doctor had to go and look at a relative to make sure that they were okay, were able to give them medication. But we were doing it from here. So those are some of the initiatives that Zimbabwean doctors are coming up with in Zimbabwe. I think as we go along, I did send you a video of one of the women that speak about this telemedicine program that they have in Zimbabwe. Maybe when we're done with the voter registration, we can just play a snippet where she shares about how they're also working with people in the diaspora, like what our former guest was saying, because this is in real time where people need real help at home, and they wonder, you know, who do you consult? And, you know, I was very interested in what our last guest was saying, that when you Google the number of problems that actually Zimbabweans have faced, those in the diaspora, when it comes to their investments, it's amazing. And some people don't even speak out because a lot of families are breaking up, but they can't speak up because this is family. How do you complain? So very interesting there indeed.
Maybe you can pose that question to him. Maybe they do this kind of medicine thing as well.
Yeah. I was talking about there is an initiative that is being done by Zimbabwean doctors in Zimbabwe where they work with, you know, Zimbabweans in the diaspora by providing services to the family back home. So what, you know, people here pay directly to them, I think online or whatever method they use. I don't know, is there a synergy for your organization and organizations like that?
Yes, that is So that is a situation that actually we have also faced with the community, when we engage with the community in various other programs that we engage with. A scenario such as what you have described now. Are we actually doing it ourselves right now? We are not doing it right now. And simply because of just the capacity aspect of it. When we grow, just like as I indicated that we are working right now because it is a startup program for us. So we are only within 20 kilometer radius outside of Bulawayo and within Bulawayo as well. Also looking at growth as well. Where can we grow out to? There is issues, there is gaps, there is problems that need to be resolved. And, that's a typical other problem that I know is, everywhere across Zimbabwe for people that have family members who have health issues, who need medication and who need, to make sure that, their welfare is well protected. So when we grow, per need, when people communicate and contact us and say, you know what, can you help here? We are, obviously going to be unlimited in the way that in our expansion. But, it is definitely a need.
Yes, kind of five years in the very community. Gambe must always meet lazy, whoever the name. Ngapha ibesebe bhathalela abazali kuna ngale Zimbabwe. So siyakwazi ukuthi kungani kuyahlupha sinto kakhulu ukuthi imithi cross ama-borders, kodwa-ke ungayenza lokuthiwa yi-tele payment wonke konke ongakwenza. So lina liyakwenza yini khonokho?
So senjile ukuthi luhlupho sibili olukhona kakhulu ezigabeni zakithi lona lolo ebantwini bakithi. Olokuthi izihlobo ziyagula and then imithi kayifiki kumbe ayifiki ngendlela eyiyo sinsikhathi odokotela kabatholakali ngendlela eyiyo lokuthi khona bavele bona bayanakekelwa yini ngendlela wena oyabe ubhadele leyo mali kumbe oyabe uhambise lolo sizo ukuthi bayanakekelwa yini as what you expect. So sesihlanganela kwakaningi abantu bekhuluma ngakho khona lokho as a missing a challenge that we okumele ukuthi isolviwe thina njengenhlanganiso esiqalisele ibusiness esikhuluma ngayo lapha besingakafinyeleli kulolo hlelo olokuthi singene kuma medical services or ekukhangeleni abantu ngema health issues abo. Not because ngasisuke sifike but ngokukhula labantu besiza kithi idemand per se. Siyakunanzelela ukuthi khona definitely i-service okuzamela ukuthi siyiprovide in the near future, but yona igap sibili ekhona kakhulu
emphakathini. Siyakuzwa kakhulu, sicela ubambe khonapho size umama khona ngale kobulawayo ukuthi kambe inkinga leyi inganani emithi mangwenye. Abantu abadala bayagula, abanye abantwana bayagula, kodwa kulabantu abahlala e-diaspora. So imithi ifika njani khona ngapho xa abantu bethumeza?
Ngiyabonga, ngixolise ukuthi i-network leyo iyangihlupha kancane. Ya, kuluhlupho olukhulu kakhulu ebantwini bakithi, ene i-life ayikho lula ebantwini abaku-diaspora bechiye abadala emuva, bechiye abantwana emuva. Ngoba umuntu indlela oyabe ufuna kwenzeke ngakhona soze kwenzeke nje ukuseduze. So ludubo olukhulu kakhulu. So yikho isithe siyinhlanganiso sasukuma ngokubona zenezi zinto everyday, ngokudila lazo, ngokuzizwa emafonini ebantwini. Sasukuma sabona ukuthi ikhona lathi into okufanele siyenze ukuze abantu bakithi bethole ukusizakala. Ezuba kusizile usiziba eshilo lapha ukuthi khona kwi-organization esasuka phansi, le business salisusa phansi, yizinto esizafinyelela kizo ukuthi abantu abadala bethole ukusizakala, labantu abakudiaspora bethole ukusizakala, bebekwazi ukuthi ikhona i-organization ekwazi ukunceda ngokunakekela abadala.
Ye, siyakuzwa kakhulu ke. Sicela ubambe khonapho mama sesilobaba khonapha ke osengenile. Umnumzana Ernest Chanyoke ukubandla le MDC Alliance. Mr. Chanyoke, welcome to the program.
Welcome, thank you very much for having me tonight.
Thank you so much. Before we go into politics, maybe we can talk to him about this issue concerning some of these diaspora issues. Marvelous, go ahead.
I'm not sure if we're able to access the video, but do you speak Shona?
Yeah, he speaks Shona. He's NSD.
Shona, I can also hear Ndebele, I can speak Zulu. Yeah. I'm multilingual.
Ah, good. Apart from Shona, name me Rikubi.
Mutara Nindrugu, Mpumalanga in South Africa, the communication secretary. I'm the spokesperson for MDC Alliance in South Africa province.
All right. I want to tweet out of team. You look from the same panya yet in your Saku
voter. Before maybe going into that, let's hear a bit about some of these problems or challenges that are being faced by Zimbabweans like you, Mr. Chinyoke, when it comes to sending money home, investing back home. Who is actually handling, you know, some of these things for you? Unobirwa here, you know, some of those things. Let's be very honest here.
Yeah, maybe South Africa has a different kind of scenario. But
yeah, let's hear from him, yeah.
Because you are closer to home, but do you face some of the challenges that Zimbabweans that are really far away from home, that like here in the United States or in Australia, in Canada, in the United Kingdom, who can't readily go home? Do you face such issues that we have been reading about, and you know, some, you know, people have faced personally where they've lost some of their investments because they are not on the ground?
Yeah, thank you very much. Njashansa Chishona and Jasanga support the English and also a bit of Ndebele so that I will be able to speak to all the audience. When it comes to the issue of investment back home, it is not only an issue which you are speaking about to say people in UK or people in America are the only ones that are affected. This issue is affecting everyone. In what way? Because there were genuine people who were actually doing property and also selling stamps, genuinely so. But because, you see, what happened in Zimbabwe, that the ground then became volatile, that it is not easy now to unotumira mari kumba obvati kune munhu sezvenda wanaskande nonondivakira imba, or munanoti I'm an agent, I can help you build your own house. We have got several issues and incidents that people come back to us to say, hey, I was trying to invest in this. I bought a property in this way. I've got a friend of mine who actually sold his car to rush back home because his tent was being taken by somebody else. So we are having almost the same situation and problems that you're actually reiterating in this program.
So can you put it in Shona as well? Just go ahead, say.
Okay. So Nanjinsoni, my problems are to Gutaraguti, Vanaradagu, Vargu investor, or Vargutumira Marcumba, Kutivatenge, Zimbabwe, and Stenga Mastent. Tuguana Guti, Vanaganda, Vargunoguma, Jasper, Nana South Africa, and Nana Botswana. Pavarutumira Marcumba, Kunavanu, by Tengesa Mastent. Vaitengesa dzimba zvakanaka, but manje nokuti mamiriro aita zvinhu kumusha, vanhu vachakwanise manje kuti wakamupa mari kuti ukutanga imba. Tine vanhu izvo zvaicharo ndine shamwari yangu angatenga imba kuchitungwiza, angane mapepa ese ekuti izvinhu zvaatenga zviri genuine, but paakazoenda manje achida kunoona panga paatenga pacho, akazoona kuti panga paatengeserwa zvanga titori istand yemumwe munhu. Sadikudiso zvatikutaura program munomu hazvisi kuafecta vanhu vari kure chete, nevanhu vari muno muSouth Africa zviri kuvaafectawo.
Aiwa, pakaoma, nekuti ndopandaida kunyatsonzwisisa ipapo kuti vari muSouth Africa munenge muri pedo nekumba munotarisana nazvo here. Ko, panyaya yekurwarirwa kumusha uyezve nekuzoshaya kunoita vanhu pakamira sei ipapo?
Panyaya dzekurwarirwa kumusha ndoda kuti ndiise nenzira yakadai. So vanhu vakawanda vakauya kunoku, vamwe vacho havana kupfuura nepamabhodha, havana mapasipoti. So nesituation iriko manje unogona kuona kuti munhu arwarirwa kana kuti kune munhu ashayika kunoku, and anenge akutya kuti ndakadzokera kumusha handizokwanise kudzoka kuno because mapepa handina. So tikuona kuti vanhu vakawanda vari kurwarirwa kumusha, kutumira mari hakufanani nokuvapo. So tine maproblema ekuti vanhu vari kurwarirwa kumusha havasi kukwanisa kuenda nokuti mapepa avo haana kumbira zvakanaka. Vamwe vacho ndokuti vakauya kuno mapepa akeexpire vari kunoku, havasi kukwanisa kudzokera kumusha kunogadzirisa.
How serious is that issue? You know, because we know that many Zimbabweans are not documented, and so when you've got a little bit of money, you can't invest at home, right? It's difficult, right?
It's very difficult because munam South Africa, to tell you the truth, Mazimbabweans are under Vargurarama, they are getting a life just with no kwansa go and kuza say kuza kuzga papa chafura, vana vojga, wojga, otumbros niggas asara kumusha. Agus kutivan vesarguno gwarunya surarama, life a kutivargun diaspora zuku diaspora. Vangun joguji orungo rarama nema basics, our kwansa guana. Kuti mari dzaari kushandira kumapeace job, anenge ari kumapeace job. Nevamwe vari kumabasa ari kuti sezvo kwazvino muri kuziva kuti pane nyaya yemaZSP yekuti mapemits angati apiwa nehurumende haasati aextendwa. So tikatomirirawo kuti hurumende painotaura kuti zvinhu zvakamira kudai, so vanhu vakawanda vakatomirira kunzwa kuti patinenge zvanzizvo zvichaextendwa kuti apa extendwe zvichamira sei. Ndizvo zviri kuita kuti vanhu chero pane mamiriro asina kunaka kumusha kuti maybe warwarirwa haukwanise kuti ufambe because hausi kuziva kuti ndezvipi zvichazoitika, sezvo hurumende yemuno muSouth Africa ichiti ichazotipowo inonzi feedback kuti zvakamira sei. Pari zvino munhu wese akangomirira kunzwa zvakamira sei. So kana warwarirwa kumusha hazvisi nyore kudangoti ndakumha changu kumusha kuti ndiona kuti mai varwara kana sekurwara. Tine vanhu vakashayikirwa nevabereki vari muno vasina kukwanisa kuenda kunoviga vabereki vavo.
So mara kuyahlupa loku mfoi, kuyahlupa kuti investi mari ekaya, kuyakataza
kuti investi mari mangizve mangibuka kahle mangiti ngaibeka ngendlela lenhle. Ngati awukatazi ngaleyo ndlela ngoba mauzoba ukhona ukuthumela loko loncane ekhaya, uyabona ukuinvesta endaweni lozoba ungekho kuyo akufani nekuinvesta endaweni lokuyo lokhona khona. Njengamanje uzotholakala ukuthi abantu abaningi bainvesta lapho nabakhona, njengathi ke siinvesta lala sikhona mase sifuna ukwenza into kulapho lezama ukuthi sithole leso sikhathi sihambe siye ekhaya.
So singathi abantu balitshontshela lapha ekhaya lapho kunzima lapho.
Ngeke sithi bayachontsha abantu ngoba basibo bonke abantu labangayenza laba kuthi sithi abayenza ibusiness ngendlela yakhona. Abanye bakhona labayenza kahle ibusiness othi mawu investor ngabo o mawuthumela imali ma organization wabaphatha kahle ngoba angeke saze sathi wonke umuntu vele uyachontsha mara khona akukhona lama incidents lawo ekuthi vele bakhona labakhuluma ko abakhona vele ukuthi baduzane nathi laba sisherela lezinto ukuthi kunama challenges lawo ukuthi abakwazi ukuthi bathembe ma kuthi kunama investment mara akhona ama organization la athembakala ekhaya akhona ama organization la genuine ekhaya angeke sithi onke ama organization bayachontshela abantu bakhona labayenza kahle ibusiness ende bakhona ku investa ukuthi uyakhona kubathemba lezinto zezingamba kahle.
Yes, we've got Mr. Thabo Siziwa. He belongs to an organization called Hashtag the Walk. So they are actually trying to help people like you and me and others, you know, who are trying to invest at home and maybe monies are not going very well. So, Mr. Siziwa, I think you have heard what Mr. Chinyuke is actually saying. So he's very much concerned about, you know, investment back home because some of these Zimbabweans are not documented. So it's difficult for you to invest at home and go and monitor your programs. So can you tell him what you are doing as Hashtag the Walk?
Yes. So what we are doing, for instance, the scenario that my brother has explained there is a scenario that is real at home that we are facing every day because our organization is member-based. So that means that we have, you know, we are recruiting members every day into our organization for the community services that we provide and for what we stand for. And, you know, we have faced many people in South Africa, in Botswana, that have come forward, you know, with those kind of challenges. Sometimes the service that we are speaking about here, which we are providing, which is the verification and monitoring and so on, is not motivated only by the dishonesty or the potential dishonesty of people that you may be dealing with. It is simply because of that issue where the gap could be that somebody just cannot travel to go home. Most importantly, if you realize over the past, you know, a year and a half, COVID has gotten people stuck across borders. So many of those people that are stuck across borders, some of them, they don't even have the relatives to be dishonest. They just don't know who to be in touch with to get help with whatever they need to get help with. Some people have left their houses with strangers or with, you know, their houses vacant, their plots vacant because they've asked maybe neighbors to keep checking or to keep an eye. So the service that we are providing is to take care of many needs from different situations amongst our people. It's not only focused on, okay, somebody's going to steal money from you. That is a primary, you know, a challenge that we have, you know, a lot of as well. But also there is other issues that could be the cause, which is such as what the gentleman described earlier, undocumented, you know, people that cannot travel, COVID stuck people that are stuck because of COVID and various other issues.
Yes, Mavras, go ahead.
Aha, tombo, pinda paneje, matongirwe nyika. Panyaye kunyoresa kuvota, muri kuona zvakamira sei?
Panyaye kunyoresa kuvota, kuno ku South Africa province, tatanga kuita, tine ma workshops atinawo, musi wa 27, kune workshop inenge iri kufuti Joburg, tiri ndeipi, but vanhu vatanga kunyoresa kuenda kune workshop. Zvatikuzama kuita kumaZimbabweans ari muno muSouth Africa. Tirikuvakurudzira zvakanyanya kuti ngavaende paBedbridge. Hazvi chero chigara kuHarare, chero chigara kwaMutare, chero chigara kuBinga. Tirikuvakurudzira kuti ngavaende paBedbridge. Any voter station yakavhurwa kuti unononyoresa haufaniri kuti uzosvika kwaunogara kuti unonyoresa. Ndozvinhu zvatikuzama kuvakurudzira kuti just go and up a Bedbridge, no, no, register
so vote. So how do people travel when they don't have proper documents? Some of them, you know, like maybe the majority, Mr. Chinyuke.
Right. Kuna hawa vasina ma document. Takachanga program yekuti tikukuru zira nugu pawa nugune system ragushanzo kwe nupa consolidated yeku Zimbabwe. Yekuti vanhu vari kuregister online, kuti you book yourself, kutu no ita say, unotora passport yako, pa consulate, so you can do it online. Then you know, unopiwa date. Obva apiwa appointment time. Unongosvika chisubmita ma document. Obva tumira ma document ako kumusha. Ma documents ako obva process of passport yako beyauya. Kuti unhu wese akwanise kuita nhando mutsva. So izvi zvati kutaura izvi. Tine ma members edu MGC Alliance. Akati wandei akwanisa kuti atiende kundonyoresa kuti vave nema passport kuti vakwanise kuteze vaende kunonyoresa kuvhota kuZimbabwe. Nokuti zvati kunyanyotarisira. Zvati kukurudzira vane muZimbabwe. Kuti kutaura zvatinoita pama Facebook nekunana WhatsApp nekunana Twitter. Tinogona kutaura zvoita zvese but tikasa vane vanhu vanokwanisa kuzononyoresa kuti vakwanise kuzovhota. Zvese zvatati tichiita izvi zvakafanana nokuti tiri kuvhotera avo vatirikupikisana navo. So ndo zvati kuzama kuti vanhu vese tikuvakurudzira kuti kana usina mapepa, aiwa usachema zvako, huya kuconsolate. Nyoka utumira munhu kumusha, atumire chitupa chako, atumire birth certificate yako, unokwanisa kuwana passport pa consulate. Variko vatotanga kuita process iroro, variko vatotanga kuapply. Ndozvo zvirikuti zvirikutifadza zvakanyanya kuti avo vati kukwanisa kutaura navo kuti vakone kupinda kuti kune chirongo chokunyoresa mapassport, vari kuenda kuconsulate vari kubatsirika zvakanyanya.
How much does it cost to actually get a passport or something like that?
Alright, kukwenda kuconsulate. Ma prices passports unozobhadhara kana kuenda kumusha. Ku consulate you just go unono processa ma document yako. Panono tumira munhu anono kusubmitira kumusha ndo panono choose kuti ruda passport unobuda na 1 day, unoda unobuda na 2 weeks, unobuda na 4 days, unobuda na 3 months. Ma rates ariko ema passport ari gazeted ne government ndo atingo charge. So azusi unozocharge mari yakasiyana ne rucha kumusha, it's still the same amount.
So tell us in English about what we are doing in terms of your program, a voter registration campaign, and what we are doing about those that don't have proper documents.
Thank you very much. What we are doing as MGC Alliance in South Africa province, we have started as a campaign whereby we're having workshops. We're workshopping every Zimbabwean that is here in South Africa on the voter registration. So we are encouraging Zimbabweans to go to Bedbridge. Just go by Bedbridge to register to vote. You don't necessarily need to go to the area where you come from. For voter registration, we say, when you just cross the border and go to Bedbridge, you are able to register. But in the event that you don't have documentation to go to be able to pass through the border, you don't have a passport, we are encouraging the children of Zimbabwe to go to the consulate website and you register yourselves to apply either for a birth certificate or you apply for a passport. But we are encouraging Zimbabwe to apply for passports. So if we say maybe you forgot your ID at home, we encourage you to send somebody to courier your ID copy or to put it on a bus or normal way of sending goods home, and then you get your document, then you go to the consulate, and you'll be able to apply the normal application process. Payment will only be done when you send your passport to the passport office in Zimbabwe, where you choose if you want to have a 1 day passport or a 2 day passport or 2 week passport or a 3 month passport, depending on the duration which you want the passport to take to come out, the monies which are gazetted by the government, then they then apply. But our issue, which we're encouraging to say, every Zimbabwean that is in South Africa, please, if you don't know how to apply for the passport through the consortium, I'm going to also leave my number so that they will be able to contact me and we are going to be able to assist them. Thank you.
Marvelous.
Na vazhinji vanga vari kunyanya chema chema panyaya iyoyi yekutsi magwaro akadai sema passport vanga vasingakwanisa kuwana consulate. Chirongwa ichi chakatanga rini?
Chirongwa ichi chakatanga chakatanga kutanga kwegore. But nokuti nenyaya yeCovid maofisi anga akambovharwa, but maofisi econsulate chezvo chitaura kwepari zvino akavhurwa. Zvakanakira process rati kutaura iri, wakangoapply wakapinda pawebsite wakaaplya, in 7 days unongopiwa mazuva, zuva rinofanira kuti unosubmita mapepa ako kuti passport yako ikwanise kuiprocessa.
Ye, akutsela vantu kuti uhlelo rokukarise nini njalo luyangapiwa amafutshane kona.
Sikhuluma ngenzaba yokurejista kuvota kanjalo. Siphiza futhi siyababingelela. South Africa province sesiqalile kuba ne voter registration campaign la eMzansi iprovince ya South Africa iyazi ukuthi ifaka uNamibia ifaka iBotswana ifaka futhi ngeZambia. That is what siyibiza ukuthi iSouthern Africa sesiqalile ivoter registration campaign. Mhla ka 27 njoba sinayo iworkshop khona lapha eGoli eJoburg lesoba sikhona sifundisa abantu nendaba yokufundela ukuthi yini lesoba si expect abantu mabafuna ukuyo register vote ekhaya. Sikhuluma kanjalo si South Africa MGC Alliance sesiqalile ihlelo lokuthi khuthatha onke amaZimbabwe lakhona lakhaya lakhona futhi kuBotswana naseNamibia ukuthi ababuyele ekhaya bayo register ukuvota. Makhona la eGoli eSouth Africa maphepha ako akahle sikhuthatha ukuthi awuhambe uye lapha eBridge uyo register khona ukuvota. Akukhathathakile ukuthi wena ubuyaphi, kuende ka ubuye Harare, ubuye eMthare, ubuye eBinga, sithi hamba eBridge uyakwazi uyo register ukuvota. Makuthi wena awunawo amaphepha sithi sicela ungene lapho ku website ye Zimbabwe Consulate uzothola lapho emlilingwane nale link yokuthi uyakwazi ku apply online uzokhona ukuthola ilanga labazokuhlelela lona uthi uyo submit amapepa akho mabazokunikeza ama document wakho soyawathumela ekhaya lapho lokwazi khona ukuthi uyo apply i passport kuze ukwazi ku register ku voter. Ngikhuthaza abantu abakithi ukuthi unga register ku voter kufana nomuntu lo votele labo sisiphikisana nabo.
Ye, mabala se faka munye mbuzo kona.
Tombodzo kirelu panyaya ye diaspora vote. Pane zvamuri kuita here kuedza kuti muwanike muchikwezva kana kuti muchikurudzira hurumende kuti pave ne diaspora vote.
Panyaya diaspora vote zviripo zvama programs atatanga kuti tiite kuti ingejana ne hurumende. But as you know, Zestara is not only Munum South Africa. Tegabatiana futhi ne UK branch ye MGC Alliance. Tegabatiana futhi ne America branch ye MGC Alliance. Tinema programs, ma consultation programs, to good approach a hurumende, tishiwa kuru ziraguti, sezozi zara zem Zimbabwe, ziri kuna kuma diaspora, tini futi isusu to good tumira mari, iruguti ati nyika, ikwanse guya pa, iruguti, iruguti, tikukurudzira kuti vakwanise kuti recognize kuti tiripo tiri maZimbabweni. Ma example chavapo through ma secretariats edu ndokuti tikukwanisa kuno register ma passport, tikukwanisa ku access zvinhu muno mudiaspora kuma consulate. Chinji kuti misa kuti tisakwanisa kuno vota kwatiri kuenda isu tiri maZimbabweni kuti tikwanise kuwana mapepa.
Thank you very much.
Tatochanga kuti tiende kuZimbabwe tichitora nekuno hurumende kuti tikwanise kuti tikwanise kuvota tiri kuno, but sezvo tichiziva kuti hurumende iri kuvhara kuti tisakwanise kuvotera kuno nokuti iri kuziva kuti
vanhu. Thank you
Zimbabwe zvakanyanya zvakabuda zvakabudiswa nokuti mamiriro ezvinhu kumusha hada kubera zvakanaka.
Thank you very much. Our time is almost up. Let's hear what the pastor Richard Moyo says about some of these issues.
Life talk. Nemi Baba Dube. Ya now you could register ku vota chinchaka kosha zvikuru asi dambudziko ratosangana naro kunyanya kwatiri kuno kunze kwenyika kuna South Africa. Idambudziko hombe nokuti zvinhu zvinotiremera kana kuremera makawanda kuti vanhu vakawanda vaende kumusha vachindo register kuvota. Asi chinhu chandai chiviro dai chaiitwa munyika yedu yeZimbabwe, vaifanira kuti kuma embassy kuve nekukurejistira kana kurejistira online. Chinhu chakaita saichocho chinhu chinenge chakakosha zvikuru nenhaya yekuti zveshuwa ugere kunze kwenyika kuti uende kurejistira kuvota, dzimwe nguva unosvika kwakavhagwa. Saka zvava zvakakosha kunyika yedu yeZimbabwe kuti vataisewo vanhu vanogara kunze kwenyika zvakafanana naSouth Africa kuno kuno kuzochiwa kurejista kuvhota kwakakosha kumunhu wese, uye futi handei kuzonzi kuti zvinhu zvingagona kuemera vakawanda kuti vanorejista kuvhota kunyika yeZimbabwe nenyaya yemakosi mafambiro mukati menguva dzino dzeCovid-19. Azvo zvakakosha kuti kuvanhu vanogona vane misangano yavo yanoda kana kuti mapati avo anoda
vanogona kubatsira futi nemari kana poumbiwa homwe kumisangano yavo kuti vagone kukwanisa kufamba vachikambena mukati menzvimbo dzakasiyana siyana kubatsira futi nemari kana poumbiwa homwe vanenge vasangano yavo kuti vagone kukwanisa kufamba vachikambena mukati menzvimbo.
Yeah, on that note, I think we've come to the end of our show today. So that was Pastor Richard Moyo in South Africa. So he's appealing to people to actually register. But he says it's difficult to actually do this. So we wish to thank our guests this evening, Mr. Thabo Seziba and Ms. Mana Ngwenya. They both belong to Hashtag The Walk. Then we had Pastor Richard Moyo and Mr. Ernest Chinyuke of the MTC Alliance based in South Africa. Signing off is Gibbs Dube in Washington, D.C., saying good night, Zimbabwe.
And I'm Marvelous Nsanga Nyaku, is saying have a very good night, and let's meet tomorrow on Let's Talk. That's 3:30.
Good night.